Chapter 7. The Beauty of Inheritances in the Python Language. There are a lot of different things that you are able to work on when you decide to add Python into the mix. You will be able to write some awesome codes along the way, and even as a beginner, you are going to find that you can write codes to do anything that you would like. But now, we are going to focus a bit on how you can write out inheritances in Python and why it is such an important part of the Python code. Inheritances are a nice addition to your skills with Python because they will ensure that you can write out some complex parts of the code without having to rewrite it a bunch of times. This helps to not only clean up the code and make it look nicer, but can also make writing out the code a bit easier overall as well. It allows you to reuse a specific part of the code that you need without having to rewrite it. To help make the idea of how inheritances work a bit easier to understand, you have to remember that this type of coding is going to take an original code, one that you already wrote out earlier, and copy it down to make up a new part of the code that is based on the first code. The first part of this is going to be called the parent code, and the second part is going to be the child code. The child code can be changed around and adjusted in any manner that you want, and there will be no changes to the parent code when you do this. This allows you a bit more freedom with what you are working on, and ensures that this is going to behave the way that you want. You can also make as many of these children codes as you would like, based on what needs to happen to make your code work properly. While this may, at first, sound a bit complicated, inheritances are pretty easy to learn. You will have to go through a few steps to make it happen, and it may look like a lot of code, but it ends up being a lot less than what you would see if you just rewrote the code rather than using the inheritance all of the time. A good example of how these inheritances can work will include the following. Hash, example of inheritance. Hash, base class. Class student, open parentheses, object, close parentheses, colon. Def underscore init underscore open parentheses self comma name comma role no close parentheses colon self dot name equals name self dot role no equals role no hash graduate class inherits or derived from student class class graduate student open parentheses student close parentheses colon def underscore init underscore open parentheses, self, comma, name, comma, roll number, comma, graduate, close parentheses, colon. Student underscore init underscore open parentheses, self, comma, name, comma, roll number, close parentheses. Self dot graduate equals graduate. Def display graduate student, open parentheses, self, close parentheses, colon. Print, parentheses, speech marks, student name, colon, close speech marks, comma, self dot name, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, speech marks, student role no, colon, close speech marks, comma, self dot role no, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, speech marks, study group, colon, close speech marks, comma, self dot graduate, close parentheses. Postgraduate class inherits from student class. Class postgraduate, open parentheses, student, close parentheses, colon. Def underscore init underscore open parentheses, self, comma, name, comma, role no, comma, postgrad, close parentheses, colon. Student underscore init underscore open parentheses, self, comma, name, comma, role no, close parentheses. Self.postgrad equals postgrad. Def display postgraduate student, open parentheses, self, close parentheses, colon. Print, open parentheses, speech marks, student name, colon, close speech marks, comma, self.name, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, speech marks, student role no, colon, close speech marks, comma, self.rollno, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, speech marks, study group, colon, close speech marks, comma, self.postgrad, close parentheses. Hash, instantiate from graduate and postgraduate classes. OBJ grad student equals graduate student, open parentheses, speech marks, main U, close speech marks, comma, 1, comma, speech marks, MS hyphen mathematics, speech marks, close parentheses. OBJ postgrad student equals postgraduate, open parentheses, speech marks, Shenu, close speech marks, comma, 2, comma, speech marks, MS hyphen CS, close speech marks, close parentheses. OBJ postgraduate student dot display postgraduate student, open close parentheses. When you type this into your interpreter, you are going to get the results. Open parentheses, quote, student name, colon, quote, comma, quote, main U, quote, close parentheses. Open parentheses, quote, student Rolno, colon, quote, comma, 1, close parentheses. Open parentheses, quote, student group, colon, quote, comma, quote, MSc, hyphen mathematics, quote, close parentheses. Open parentheses, quote, student name, colon, quote, comma, quote, Shenu, quote, close parentheses. Open parentheses, quote, student roll number, colon, quote, comma, 2, close parentheses. Open parentheses, quote, student group, quote, student group, colon, quote, comma, quote, MSc hyphen CS, quote, close parentheses. As a coder, you will find that these inheritances are going to help you gain some freedom when you write out the codes. If you are able to take a parent class or the base class and you want to make sure that it works later on with your child or derived class, the inheritance is going to ensure that you are able to do this while keeping the features of the parent class that you want and kicking out the features that won't work for you. Add in that you can also add in some new things if needed to the child class, and you can see why the inheritances are going to be a great option for you. As you work with inheritances, remember that you have the freedom to add in as many of the derived classes as you want from the original base class. As long as you make sure that you are done in the order that you need them to, such as what we did with the example above, you will be able to have as many of these derived classes as are needed to get the work done. And you can even change up each level of this to end up with the results that you want along the way. How to override my base class? The next thing that we need to take a look at when we look at inheritances is the idea of overwriting one of the base classes that you have. There are going to be times when you have a class that is derived and you would like to take the right steps that are needed to override things that are found in the base class. This means that you will see the base class and then change up some of the behavior that is inside of it. This is going to ensure that you are able to create a base class that is the behavior that you want from the derived class, along with some other behaviors that are needed in your code. It may sound like this is going to add in too much complexity to the process, but it is a great way to give you the power to control which parental features you would like to have shown up in your derived class when you create it. This will be the easiest way for you to make sure that the right features end up in your new class, while maintaining some of the parental features that you want as well in that class. Trying out some overloading. In addition to being able to override the base class and get some of the other options sorted out and ready to go, you can also use a process with your inheritances that are known as overloading. When you decide to work with overloading, you will take one of the identifiers and use it to help define two or more methods at a time. For most cases, there are going to be no more than two methods in the class, but sometimes this number can go a bit higher. The two methods that you want to use with overloading need to be found in the same class. They will have parameters that are different, so make sure they come with different processes. Overloading will then work for you when you have them do a task that has to be done under the different parameters. Overloading is a bit more complex to work with than what most beginners will need, but as you explore more of what can be done with the Python language over time, and you work on more codes, you are sure to run across times when it is needed. A final note concerning inheritances. As you are working on a variety of codes in Python, you may come across times when one inheritance is not enough, and you will want to write out several at a time. This process is known as multiple inheritances, And when you do this, you will find that each level is going to have some similarities to one another, but each level can still allow for some smaller changes. You can just keep doing the line, repeating the steps that you did in the example before. When you start to do some codes that need multiple inheritances, you will take one class, also known as your base class, and you will give it at least two parent classes to get started. This is an important thing to learn when you are growing your code, because you can really help to use it to get the code written out as long as you need. Multiple inheritances can be as simple or as complicated as you would like to make them. When you work on them, you will be able to create a brand new class, which we will call Class C, and you got the information to create this new class from the previous one, or Class B. Then you can go back and find that Class B was the one that you created from information out of Class A. Each of these layers is going to contain some features that you like from the class ahead of it, and you can go as far into it as you would like. Depending on the code that you decide to write, you could have 10 or more of these classes, each level having features from the previous one to keep it going. When you decide to create one of the multiple inheritances, remember that while you can keep going down the line and making as many derived classes as you would like, the circular inheritance is not allowed. You can add in as much of the parent class that the derived classes need to code, but you can't go around and make a circle connect things without this kind of method. As you get more into the Python code and you write some of your own codes in the process, you will find that working with all of these inheritances can be popular because they help to keep the code organized and neat. There are a lot of times when you are able to reuse the same block of code throughout the program with just a few changes, while saving your time and your fingers from rewriting all those codes again.